Well, parishes across the Archdiocese of Portland strive to offer programs for all their parishioners. And offering unique events for young adults is vital. Sometimes can be difficult to reach across parish boundaries. Well, it is the hope of Alexis Torres to be that connection point for the Archdiocese of Portland. In her new role as coordinator for young adult and campus evangelization, Lexi brings with her an enthusiasm for evangelization and, of course, her own deep Catholic faith. Lexi is joining me this morning to share more about her work and some great events they have in the works. Good morning, Lexi. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning. It's so great to be with you.
Well, Lexi, first I'd love to ask you, how did you become involved in young adult ministry and how has your own Catholic faith journey brought you to this point?
I was very fortunate growing up to have been raised in the faith. My parents sent me to Catholic school my entire life. And that definitely opened my eyes to the Lord and His goodness and His love. And I found in high school this heart for ministry. I started planning retreats with my high school and my youth group at my parish. And my heart just started to grow and grow even more for ministry. And I started to see that I had this passion, this zeal that not everyone has and that some people were missing. And I needed to share that joy and that heart for the Lord. And throughout college as well, continued to dive deeper into my relationship with Christ, started to actually make it my own through a prayer life and diving even deeper into the sacraments. And the Lord just revealed more and more of His heart for me and my heart for ministry, and in particular, young adults. I started to see how many young adults my own age and my friends were either leaving the church just because they didn't understand the church or they didn't understand God's love for them and His mercy. And so I really felt like the Lord was convicting me to share that love with other people, to share that mission. And that led me to become a missionary. So after college, I served 2 years with FOCUS, which is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And they send missionaries to college campuses throughout the United States. So I was assigned to the University of Oregon. And wow. I didn't get to pick. I had no say, really. And I just had to follow the Lord and surrender in that way and be His disciple. And He has just so greatly blessed me through that role as a missionary. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was doing something in Oregon, and I couldn't leave. And I'm grateful to be in this position to continue to share with others what the Lord has placed on my heart.
Well, Lexi, you like me, we are Southern California girls that have managed to find our way to the Pacific Northwest. And boy, God's hand bringing us to this beautiful area. We're so grateful to have you with us. Lexi, can you tell our listeners from your perspective too, and both working with campus ministry, college students, and then young adults, you know, they're kind of an in-between stage, meaning that, you know, high schoolers living at home, their parents are taking them to faith formation classes. There's a youth minister that, you know, do youth nights for them, but that doesn't exactly fit and suit where they're at in their faith, nor are they young family people who are doing faith formation with their own children. This is a very unique age group that you're working with. What are some of the things that you need to be aware of or that parishes need to know when they're thinking about planning events for this age group? You know, what works really well in trying to reach young adults and campus age young adults?
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up, because young adults and campus evangelization, I mean, you have campus, which is really that 18 to 22, 23, maybe you're a grad student, even older. And then young adult in general is just 18 to 35. And so between that time in your life, you're going through so many different things. There's a lot that the Lord's placing in your life and a lot to discern. I think it's important for parishes to see that 18 to 22, 23 kind of college group, then your post-grad group. Because the desires and the things that are going on in those young adults' lives are going to be different. And they're going to be discerning different things in their career and in their life and in their vocation. And so to really look at what are the needs of my campus students, young adults, and what are the needs of my post-grad young adults, and how can I best serve them?
Lexi Torres is joining me today. She is the coordinator for young adult and campus evangelization for the Archdiocese of Portland, a role she's been in for just about 4.5 to 5 months. We are excited to have her part of the Archdiocese and especially working for this unique age group. Well, Lexi, tell our listeners a little bit about your role now with the Archdiocese and specifically about what you were doing in working with a young adult group.
The Archdiocese of Portland is very unique and awesome in the way that we're huge. You know, we stretch across all of Western Oregon, but there's so many incredible things happening for young adults across the Archdiocese. And I think what I found coming into this role is that there was so much happening, but people didn't really know where to look or how to get that information. And so really my goal and my desire in this role is, how can I unify young adults from across the Archdiocese? How can I better share with everyone what's happening and communicate with others and be that bridge between what's happening across the Archdiocese? Because maybe there's an event happening at a church that's 30 minutes away from where you live, but it sparks your interest. You should still attend it as a young adult and be involved. But also, how can we help young adults make parish life even more alive through the gifts and talents that young adults have?
Well, Lexi, again, and part of your role, you're working with campus evangelization. Now we're working with that very narrow age group, those college age students, 18 to, you know, maybe their early 20s. In college, it's such a trying time. You know, sometimes kids are away from home for the first time. Maybe even within their college coursework, they're beginning to doubt their own faith or maybe fall away altogether. So as a point of contact for campus evangelization, what can we look to your office to do?
Yeah, I would love to help those campuses and the campus ministers or those who are volunteering in their parishes with campus ministry to help them understand what is on the heart of a college student. What is that desire? Because that's really where my heart for ministry really grew, because that was when I was on my own. I attended Gonzaga University in Washington, which, again, like you're saying, I'm a Southern California, Orange County girl, and I ended up in the middle of, well, in Eastern Washington. And the Lord drew me so much closer to his heart in college. And so I want to remind our volunteers, our campus ministers, and our college students that college is a time to draw near to the Lord. So how can we be offering opportunities for prayer, opportunities to gather in community, so that students can be reminded that they're not alone, that they have other friends who want to support them in their faith, and they have a community of people who are praying for them and rooting for them, because it's such an important time to claim your faith as your own when you're in college.
Lexi Torres is the new coordinator for young adult and campus evangelization for the Archdiocese of Portland. She's joining me today to talk a little bit more about what she is doing in her role. Well, Lexi, it's been a great conversation. In fact, this is an age group I am very passionate about, having young adults in my own home. But I am coming up against my break, and I'd love to find out more about what's happening around our Archdiocese. Can you please stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
I would love to.
Well, I am back with Lexi Torres. Lexi is the coordinator for the young adult and campus evangelization here in the Archdiocese of Portland. It's a new role for Lexi and for the Archdiocese, but with her, she just brings an enthusiasm for evangelization and a real love for helping people find their own faith. Lexi joining me this morning again to share more about what she is doing and some great events that are coming up. Lexi, thank you so much for staying with me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Lexi, as part of your work, you want to really try to be that central point where parishes can look, where young adults can look in order to disseminate some information. And so as part of that, you're kind of putting together a calendar and also creating ways that young adults can find out what is going on. So tell our listeners a little bit more about what you're doing with technology, because boy, we know the easiest and best way to connect with a young adult is to get them through their cell phone.
Yes, definitely. And I think that social media is something we've seen so much in how we share information, how young adults receive information. So it was important for me to create an Instagram and a community to help build that. So I created Rose City Catholic. On Instagram, our handle is Rose City Catholic PDX. And really the goal of this is to share what's happening in the Archdiocese for young adults, all the awesome events and opportunities that arise to help build community, but also to equip our young adults so they can go out and share their faith and know Christ even better through the events that are being put on throughout the Archdiocese. So if you follow the Instagram, Rose City Catholic PDX, you can find out about upcoming events in the Archdiocese, as well as hopefully some resources and tools that will help you grow in your faith.
Lexi, would those who are doing campus evangelization, would they also want to use that same Instagram post in order to find out what's going on as far as campus ministries too?
Yes, it's definitely a great way for some of our smaller campuses who maybe don't have a Newman Center and maybe they just have like a Catholic club, or if they don't even have an Instagram for their own ministry, then that's great to utilize our Instagram to help share out information. But what I've found is I'm sharing information as well as parishes and campus ministries. So you're basically sending out the same information twice. So you're catching people who might not be following one of those Instagram handles.
Oh, well, perfect. Any way to make it easier for our young adult Catholic men and women to find, well, what's going on? And it is just a great way to connect. That is Rose City Catholics. Lexi Torres is joining me today. We're talking about some of the ministries and programs that are happening in the Archdiocese of Portland in her role as coordinator for young adult and campus evangelization. Well, I know on that Instagram feed, you're going to have a lot of events, and there are some that are coming up during this Advent season and into Christmas. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you've got planned.
Yes, lots of great events that are happening on a weekly basis. And one I'm particularly excited about is our Rose City Catholic Christmas Party. So this is the first official event being put on through Rose City Catholic. So far, we've just been doing a lot of promoting of other things happening throughout the Archdiocese. But this is the first event that we are sponsoring and putting on. And it will be Tuesday, December 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral in downtown Portland. And this is a Christmas party for young adults across the Archdiocese. So feel free to drive from Salem or Eugene or Corvallis or wherever you're from to come join other young adults to celebrate all the great things that the Lord is doing in our lives and in the Archdiocese of Portland and how the Holy Spirit is moving here. Because I can truly see it, and I can say that the Holy Spirit's doing something, and young adults are a crucial part of that.
Well, fantastic. And Lexi, as we talked a little bit about in our first half hour discussion, is that, you know, parishes try to do what they can, and sometimes creating great events where it can reach a wide range of young adults can be difficult. But you were also going to serve as kind of a central point for parishes. What can parishes do to work with your office in order to promote their events?
Yeah, the best thing to do for parishes is to email me their events. My email, I can have you include somewhere on your website or your show notes. But if you send me your events, I'm happy to add them to an events calendar that I created on our evangelization website. So we have a website for young adults through that. And on that, we have a calendar that I'm constantly updating with all the great events for young adults. And those can be events specifically for young adults or an event that your parish is putting on that you think young adults might have an interest in. So if you send those to me, I'll put them on the calendar, and I'll also add them to our Instagram as well. So that way people are reaching it through the events calendar, but then also through social media.
Lexi, our archdiocese, it's big. It takes up a lot of space. And for those who are in those outlying areas where, you know, it's sometimes not always easy to get to Portland, or even Corvallis isn't particularly nearby, how important is it for your office to ensure that the Archdiocese notification and reach even reaches those areas, maybe even beyond, who can listen at Mater Dei Radio on our FM channel but are reaching us through the internet? What kind of work can they do, or what can they do to involve themselves and let their events also be known?
Yeah, I think it's so important to still send me their events and share them with me, because you never know who's following the Instagram. And there could be somebody all the way down in Ashland who just moved there and had no idea that there's young adult community down there. But through the Instagram, through the events calendar, maybe they find that weekly event that the church is putting on, and that plugs them into community. And so I really want to help promote what's happening all across the Archdiocese, because there are people who are coming here from all over, or people who have maybe even lived there for years and had no idea there was a community because just they did not know where to look. So hopefully through the Instagram, through the website, and word of mouth as well. We can get the word out about all the great things happening in all the different corners throughout the Archdiocese.
Well, we often talk about, you know, how bad the social media can be and the things that it spews. But boy, if we use it for God's will, boy, things like young adult ministries takes off. And so those that do live far away, well, they're not going to feel so isolated at all. Lexi Torres is joining me today. We're talking about her work as campus evangelization and young adult ministries for the Archdiocese of Portland. All right, so you do have more information and events calendar, kind of a central point there on the Archdiocese webpage. Where can our listeners go, and especially where can our parish coordinators of young adult ministries go, and young adult people themselves? Where can they find more information?
Yes, they can go to our website, evangelization.archdpdx.org/young-adults. And through that, you can find resources on campus ministry. You can find resources for young adults as well as discernment. I think it's important for young adults to be talking about discernment of their big V vocation. And what is the Lord calling me to, and how is he calling me to strive for holiness? So we have different resources on that as well, both for religious and consecrated life, but also dating and marriage prep.
Oh, fantastic. And then one last time, remind our listeners when that Christmas party is happening.
Yes, that Christmas party will be December 13th. It's a Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Cathedral in downtown Portland.
Well, fantastic. Well, Lexi, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been really great to be able to connect with you. I really look forward to being able to continue this relationship and have you back on the Morning Blend.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome to chat with you, and I'm grateful to be a part of this community and this archdiocese.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and all of the work that you're going to be doing. Again, that is Lexi Torres. She is the coordinator for Young Adult and Campus Evangelization. Now, she talked about a few websites and ways that you'll be able to connect with her. To make it easy, I'm going to put all of that information in the description of the podcast of this interview. You're going to find that podcast at materdeiradio.com or download the free Hail Mary Media app.